Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bringing us in tonight, a little different music to start with. And I'll tell you what, we want to welcome everybody aboard to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch right now, I want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially the truck drivers that are out there. Very important, the men and women out there, coast to coast, border to border. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And let's see if we've got Kyle Warren on the telephone here right now. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, you got me.
All right.
All righty. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, all hell is breaking loose in Tel Aviv, Israel. Over 200 rockets have now been fired at Tel Aviv. There have been deaths in Israel. There have been a number of deaths in Palestine because Israeli is responding with brute force every time a volley of rockets comes in. This is getting very serious, very bad. It's beyond the point of bad. It's to the point to where I would say that we are, the two factions are at war right now. But the UN, of course, is trying to get both sides to back off. Don't know if they can do that, but the fact of the matter is, what we have going on right now is the factions are not backing out down at all with what they're doing. As a matter of fact, I'm watching the Israeli news right now because I expect at any moment another volley of rockets to be headed into Israel. And I know you've got your eyes on it too, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Captain, this is really the heaviest fighting that we've seen literally since 2014 in Gaza. You've got at least five people in Israel that we know of that have been killed as a result of these rocket attacks. 35 people in Gaza, unfortunately. That does include some children as well. But the Israelis, Captain, are absolutely doing everything possible here to stop the rocket attacks. First of all, you've got the Iron Dome that's been engaged quite frequently now, of course. We've seen some of the video coming out of Israel with the rockets being literally shot down in midair. Also, the Israelis went in and actually destroyed a high-rise building, which is one of the...
Yeah, 13 stories high. I watched it go to the ground.
Exactly right. So, in other words, they are, as you said, Captain, this is very serious. The very fact that we are in or at least we're observing now what is essentially a war, and certainly can escalate even more if nothing else occurs here. But this doesn't seem to be tamping down anytime soon.
No, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I'm going to go right to the telephone line here because we've got an early caller here. It's Mike, the honorary unofficial official that's not official, not running for, but could, if he wanted to, mayor of Clearwater. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, all of this is coming to a head, right, Kyle? We talked about how Uncle Joe has no clue when it comes to, you know, foreign policy and diplomacy, so... We have the pipe that was hacked into, so there's, you know, spot shortages of gas. Now they can say that, oh, well, you know, people are panic buying. Now we got this, you know, popping off over in the Middle East. So all of these things are starting to come together, and I see very kind of bad things around the corner. It doesn't look good. You know, folks, you think the price of gas is high now, you better... buckle up and hold on, because I have a feeling that it's going to shoot up like a rocket unless they can stop this fighting over there. Because, you know, over there is where a good part of our oil comes from. And I also have a feeling that Uncle Joe is probably just going to sit there and not do anything either, because he has no clue as to what to do, or because he's just not going to, you know, bother himself with, oh, well, maybe it's their problem. Just leave it be. President Trump, on the other hand, I think would have had a way different...
All right, you're going to run out of time, so make it quick.
Okay, so go ahead, and I just wanted Kyle's comment on those things. Thank you so much.
All right, well, Kyle, we're coming up on a break here, so it's not going to be right now, but we got about 30 seconds to go to the break. I'm going to have Kathy give us a phone number. You hang on, Kyle, and folks, I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you, Ms. Announcer Lady, for doing that for us. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Don't forget, Relief Factor is part of the integrated health plan that I go with every day. I take it twice a day, once when I get up and then once about midnight. It helps to control the inflammation I have in my left leg and ankle, and which I currently am having a problem with. And it also helps to lower and eliminate the pain associated from whatever the problems are that you've got, which I currently am having a problem with. And it's working because it's alleviating the pain at the source. Now, it is 100% drug-free, and I love that part of it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which definitely supports a healthy response and helps you to heal. And that's what it's doing for me, because once again, the problem I've had will be over and done with here in a little while. It's just taking its own special time to do what it needs to do. But it'll get better and everything will be fine. And I'm walking with a cane right now, and I'll be able to throw that thing back in the closet and forget about it for a while. But the simple fact of the matter is, folks, Relief Factor works for me, and it just might work for you. So, here's what you do. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's $19.95. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 3-week quick start. Get it started. See what it'll do for you. You'll go on automatic shipping after that, unless you tell them that you don't need to have it. But you'll find out real quick whether or not it'll work. And if it does, you'll be one of the tens of thousands of people that have been helped by the product relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle, back to you. Mike had a question. I'm going to let you run with it, and then after you get done, I'm going to shock the country by telling them what the actual price of gasoline is wholesale and the actual price of oil is. They won't believe it. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You're right. Well, yes, thanks so much, Mike, for the call. You know, the Biden administration, I think, it simply is projecting all of the wrong things to the Middle East, and primarily to groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad that have joined in here and caused all of these rocket attacks following the disturbance at the Temple Mount with the celebration of the 1967 war where Israel retook Jerusalem. But of course, now what we're seeing play out is incredibly destructive. But the Biden administration has always given this notion, and even in the campaign, the general thrust, it seems, of the Democrat Party elite is that they're not really with Israel. And I think that groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad are more than happy to capitalize on that. Conversely, if President Trump was in office, or you had an American president that was staunchly behind and supportive of Israel, our greatest ally in the Middle East, we may not be seeing what we're seeing right now.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you are once again, we are once again being snookered by the greedy SOBs in the oil industry that are charging us exorbitant prices when here's what the actual cost is. The actual cost of a barrel of crude oil is $65.28. It's gone up 36 cents a barrel, Kyle, since all this started.
Mm-hmm.
Brent crude is $68.55. It's gone up 23 cents a barrel since all this stuff started. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road, folks. The wholesale price of gasoline without any taxes in it is $2.14 a gallon. It's gone up exactly 3 cents a gallon since all this stuff started. And number two, diesel is $2.04 a gallon. It's gone up 2 cents a gallon since all this stuff started. If the prices have been raised any more than the 3 cents or the 2 cents that I've told you, you are simply getting gouged at the fuel pumps.
Well, yes, and of course also we are seeing some panic buying in the states that are most affected by the Colonial Pipeline shutdown.
Yeah, New Jersey, Delaware, the big, around the big cities up in the Northeast. And oh, by the way, 17 states, remember, have been declared state of emergency, and our governor declared Florida a state of emergency where we may have some problems in the Panhandle. Reason being is because the Panhandle gets their gasoline from the Bainbridge Depot, which is part of the Colonial Pipeline in Bainbridge, Georgia.
Right, exactly. And,
yeah.
And also you've had people coming out with the gas cans and so forth, mm-hmm. And I think some of the retailers have now shut down the idea you can sit there and fill up a bunch of cans.
Now, you know how we get our gas here in Tampa?
How's that?
And over there in the East Coast?
Mm-hmm. How's that?
Tanker.
Tankers, yeah.
Tanker. It's either railroad trains or it's the barges that come in from the Gulf States, where they come in from Texas and Mississippi and Louisiana, or over there in the Bahamas where they got the big refinery and the big ships come in and bring it into the ports, and then they empty their container right there. And that's exactly the way it's done.
Yes, and I think that I believe Colonial is beginning to move some of that, some of the gas and so forth by truck, or at least by different means right now.
Well, they've opened up the trucks. They've gotten rid of the weight restrictions for the trucks. They can haul an unlimited amount, whatever they can put in the tanker, regardless of the weight. They can do that, number one. And number two, Warren Buffett and the railroad trains are back in business again. Warren Buffett, of course, a Democrat. He's benefiting to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm going to go to the phone line real quick. I think this is Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. All you people that voted for a Democrat, you see what a disaster they are? You see that they can't run a lemonade stand, much less the country? You understand that if Trump was in office, or I was in office, or the captain was in office, gas prices would not be like this right here, right now, okay? Because they don't know what they're doing. But the left hates the American people. You understand they love themselves, but they hate us. okay? They, you know, when Trump got in office, he thought it was a honey. I wouldn't know the first day. They hate me, okay? I wouldn't have let nobody on the White House who wasn't the captain or my own family. That's it, okay? So what I'm saying is, look at Joe Biden. He's a disaster, okay? He's not for the man. When are you opening up your state? Let me talk to all the black people out there before I close. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his life so no white man or no white woman couldn't tell you couldn't go to work and make LeBron James type money. It's a disgrace. And where's the Supreme Crooks sitting on their butt when we busted our butt for them to get on the Supreme Court and not standing up for the Constitution? Wake up and do something for our country, for our cops, and our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Let's go to work.
Okay, thank you. That's Todd in Tampa. Now, Kyle, I want you to listen to Tel Aviv right now. I have an audio recording. You ready?
Yes.
All right, come on now. Oh, there it is. All right. It's little popping noises you can hear in the background. Those are the missiles that are going up, and you hear pop, 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 pop. That's their system.
The Iron Dome. Yeah.
And you all you hear is pop, 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 pop. I was hoping you could hear the sirens in there, but there were no sirens this time. But anyway, because this is just in the last 20 or 30 minutes. But anyway, the Sky News reporter who's on the ground, who's giving us this report, is telling us that we've got over 200 missiles that have been fired. Now, let me see if I can try this again. It's noisy, but you can hear the pop. Every time you hear a pop, hear the pop, and
yep,
like a boom in the background?
Yeah.
That's the Iron Dome taking down the missiles being fired at Tel Aviv.
That's right, and what we see coming out of Tel Aviv, again, with the sky lights up with these things, it's obviously very terrifying, and they're very destructive.
And let's see if I can get a real quick report here from the guy that's on the ground doing this. See if I can get him.
Many. Huh? Oh, sorry.
All right, they're watching.
Look.
They're watching the Iron Dome. Here come the sirens.
Look.
This is an actual footage. I'm trying to describe the footage I'm watching right now. There's I can't tell you, dozens and dozens and dozens of missiles going up in the air.
Let's go in.
And there's an aerial display, and these guys, they just went, okay, let's go in. They're going into a bomb shelter.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
this was just in the last few minutes.
Exactly, yeah. We've seen people literally running, to the bomb shelters and so forth.
So this is not stopping anytime soon.
No, it's not. And that's the scary part. And again, you know, the proximity is so important to understand what's going on in Israel versus the Palestinians. They are very close quarters.
Yeah, and folks, what I was just describing and trying to tell you the sounds, because you can't see what I'm looking at, was the actual footage coming out of Israel on Israeli TV. I was watching this on Israeli TV on my computer. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work,
in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The violence in Israel continues to escalate as more rockets were fired into the country from Gaza on Wednesday morning. Israeli officials say that two people died as a result of an early morning rocket attack. Five Israelis have now died from the attacks from Hamas militants. Israeli Defense Forces responded with airstrikes against what it called terror targets. Health officials in Gaza say that at least 30 people have died in those strikes. And prosecutors in Georgia say they will seek the death penalty for a man accused of killing eight people in a March shooting spree. Robert Aaron Long was indicted by a grand jury Tuesday on four counts of murder, four counts of felony murder, weapons charges, and a charge of domestic terrorism for the Atlanta area killings. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis says she intends to also seek hate crime charges and will seek the death penalty in the case. Six of the eight victims in the shootings were of Asian descent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Yeah.
Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy, I sure will. This part of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, largest where I'm at. They insure over 21 million drivers, and I happen to be one of them. I've been with them for just about 18 years. Now, your local GEICO office or even the website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O, can give you a price quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an RV, might have an ATV or a boat. They can insure all of that. But the way that you really save the money is to bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance, and that's how you do it. Bundle them together, and you'll save a bunch of money. So, what do you got to lose but money, right? that you're paying on your insurance that you don't have to. Go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check them out. You'll be glad you did, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It's going to save you a boatload of money, and I know that because it's done that for me. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I wish I could just throw a magic wand out there somewhere and try to help the people out, but what really burns me is that there is a bunch of price gouging going on right now, and I know it. Because I just read you the prices of the gasoline wholesale without the tax in it in at the refinery before it gets shipped out by whatever means, as well as diesel. And if you're paying a ridiculous amount of money above $2.14 a gallon for gasoline, but again, that's without the tax, remember that, or $2.02 a gallon for diesel without the tax, then you're getting screwed, blued, and tattooed. And I want you to listen again to what the White House said yesterday. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, the former governor of Michigan, who, by the way, stands to make millions of dollars on the electric cars being bought by the post office. Listen to this. All right, what's going on now? Here we go.
It will take a few days to ramp up operations.
Granholm says there's no need to hoard gasoline, and she warns gas station owners as well.
We will have no tolerance for price gouging.
The states most affected are in the southeastern U.S., North and South Carolina, Southern Virginia, Georgia, and Tennessee. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We will have no tolerance for price gouging. Well, they're doing it right in front of them.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, Captain, I don't know if this rises to the occasion, but can't the President of the United States freeze prices in a state of emergency like this?
Sonny, you say that. Richard Nixon did that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we did it years ago.
That's right. But what we're seeing, of course, is a lot of panic buying. And what happens is that feeds into a greater sort of an overall unrest or panic about what's next.
Okay. Now, what's next is this. Little Dr. Fauci and Senator Rand Paul got into a little spar yesterday at a congressional hearing over the funding of the Chinese lab tied to the virus outbreak. Now, Dr. Fauci was challenged by Senator Paul, who said that his NIH group gave no money to the Wuhan lab. Now, this is Fauci. Fauci said that. We've given no money to the people there in Wuhan. Well, they were given money, and they took some of that money and gave it to them. Now, before we get moving along here, let me go to the phone line real quick and find out who we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Bob from NIAC. I just wanted to make a couple comments. One is this pipeline ransomware. The White House is ecstatic about this. We do remember the first official thing that Biden did when he became president, don't we?
Yeah, he shut down the Keystone pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this is all part of the green policy. They're going to give lip service to things we should do to get the gasoline going, but they don't want gasoline. And the other thing, you were just speaking about the Wuhan virus.
Yep.
Which, of course, we have to call COVID. Now, you know there are variation strains, don't you?
1900 and counting.
Yeah. Now, the variation strains, one of them is the South African strain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe one is the Spanish strain or the European strain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have a Chinese strain, though, do we?
Well, actually, we do, but nobody wants to call it that.
Exactly. Yeah. But we'll call all the other country strains by the country names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is all being done on purpose.
Okay.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you. You take care and enjoy the weather up there. Now, Kyle, what he said is absolutely correct, and I'll add one more to it. Dr. Fauci, again, they were given money by the federal government for their research program. And then they took some of their money and they gave it as a third party to the Wuhan laboratory. But the way the question was asked by Senator Paul, Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci got off the hook and gave an answer technically that was correct, although we all know it was wrong.
Well, right. You know, the Senator Paul, of course, was really digging in on a lot of this stuff.
He already knew the answer.
Well, of course he did. Of course he did. The whole thing revolves around whether or not somehow money from the United States came over to the Wuhan Virology Lab Institute, rather.
And it did.
And it did. And they were researching what's called gain of function. That is, how do you
yes.
take these viruses and make them more infectious for humans?
Yep.
And this is, again, part the origin of what we can tell of what happened with the now commonly known as COVID-19.
Yep, that's absolutely true. So therefore, when Fauci was asked about his direct participation, he answered it correctly by saying no. But had it been asked in a broader sense, the answer would have had to have been yes. But for some reason, Paul didn't go that way. But when he came on television last night to talk about the confrontation they had, he said, we already knew the answer, that NIH had given money to the Wuhan lab through the third-party issuance. They were given money, and then they turned around and gave some of that money to another lab to do investigation work.
Well, right, right. And, of course, you know how the narrative on this will work. It'll be similar to what we're seeing in Israel right now. It'll be Israel is an aggressor. And in this case, it will be Senator Rand Paul was being mean to Dr. Fauci. And so everything Senator Rand Paul says is completely irrelevant because he was just being mean. That's how it's going to be spun. Because of what Senator Paul was getting to the bottom of is so terrible and so explosive that I don't know. I think we won't hear a lot about that, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, and an interesting poll came out yesterday. You know how I am with looking at the polls and whatnot, and I found one right here. When the Biden administration, while the Biden administration has denied the problems at the southern border are a crisis, two-thirds of the voters disagree, and most say that President Joe Biden's policies are to blame. The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 66% of likely U.S. voters believe the current situation with migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border is a crisis exacerbated by Joe Biden's policies. 20% say it's not a crisis, and 13% just aren't sure at all. They're the ones with their heads in the clouds walking around.
Right, right. Well, and of course, how do you get away with continuing to call it not a crisis and all this thing? Well, obviously, most of the people understand that it's a crisis, and how you do that is you have pretty much most of the mainstream media on your side, with some exceptions, but they're
yeah.
willing to go out and carry the water for you when
yeah.
you say it's just a challenge.
Now, Donald Trump made a statement yesterday. It is as follows. When I was in office, we were known as the peace presidency because Israel's adversaries knew that the United States stood strongly with Israel and that there would be swift retribution if Israel was attacked. Under Joe Biden, the world is getting more violent and more unstable because Biden's weakness and lack of support for Israel is leading to new attacks on our allies. America must always stand with Israel and make clear that the Palestinians must end the violence, terror, and rocket attacks, and make clear that the U.S. will always strongly support Israel's right to defend itself. Unbelievably, Democrats also continue to stand by the crazed anti-American Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and others who savagely attack Israel while they are under terrorist assault. And she came out and did something yesterday that we'll get into maybe after the Truckers Highway and Bible Report or in the next hour. But she came out and did something else yesterday, which is just absolutely unforgivable.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And unfortunately, what this does, and in some good ways, it draws the lines. You figure out where people are coming from by what they say. We'll tell everybody about it.
Yeah, you elect unpatriotic Americans with backgrounds of the Middle East, the exposure to public office, and you're going to reap what you sow. All right, I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. That is our good friend, Donna Fiducia. She's there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning tonight, and she and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch here in Carrollton. They have a horse ranch, and they teach not only stable horses, but they also teach equestrian and western riding there as well, if you want to get involved in that. Well, we haven't played this music in a little while, so on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, here we go.
dig it. So cool and at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what I love to see? The girls were all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Get more chicks, put a little Medina in your glass, and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. And he used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spud and Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina fam. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her mouth. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cold Medina.
Oh, yeah, you got yourself tricked in that last one there, Kyle.
That's right, Tone Loke, man, that's back from 1989, that's a while back, and yeah, that's really something.
Yeah,
that's really something.
Yep, and of course, you know, a little diversity doesn't help a little bit there when you get into the music, and of course, it's got that heck a hell of a beat to it, so I'm sure everybody was just thumping along. Well, here we go. A meandering front across the Gulf Coast states will continue to bring localized flash, urban, and small stream flooding from the southern plains through the lower Mississippi Valley. Isolated strong to severe storms may produce marginal hail or localized wind damage across parts of northern Florida in the panhandle and southern Georgia. And I'm looking at the weather right now. We got a lot of rain, a lot of flooding in the south right now. Cold again up there in the north country. But, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, fortunately, we have a pretty quiet map out west tonight. The fire weather watch that we've been tracking for several nights in northern California, that's disappeared from the map tonight, so that's some good news. You come across up near Sacramento, coming out of Reno. I believe that's I-80. You definitely should have a little bit better time of it weather-wise, temperature-wise. But down in Phoenix, we're still tracking the air quality alert that's been there. That stretches almost all the way down to Tucson, and up in Idaho, near Idaho Falls, we once again have a frost advisory that stretches along the Interstate 15, also to Pocatello, and stretches out over to almost to Twin Falls there in southern Idaho tonight. But other than that, oh, well, one more thing. New Mexico, we do have a wind advisory in the Albuquerque area tonight.
Now, up in Nebraska, central part of Nebraska, you do have some frost going on there, frost warning right there. And then the southeastern corner of Minnesota, most of Wisconsin, the eastern part of Iowa, most of Illinois, most of Indiana, most of Ohio, the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, half of West Virginia, you have got a freeze and or frost warning throughout all of those areas. Now, the further north you go, it's freeze, and then down below there, the borderline being about I-70 and parts of I-64, too, going across West Virginia, the temperatures will be a little nippy. But now, down in the south right now, folks, down in the south, most of Louisiana, all of eastern Texas, the southern part of Mississippi and Alabama over towards Pensacola, you've got flood watches, flood warnings, small stream warnings and overflows going on there. You've got a big stretch from the valley where right now you have a flood warning down there around Harbingdon and also down towards Brownsville. And there is some weather in the area down there, I might add, right now. Plus, there are some storms out there in the Gulf right now that could be coming in at any time from Houston south down there to Brownsville. So be advised of that. But I-10 right now is going to be wet in a lot of areas, and where it's low, you could have some problems there. I know coming across out of Louisiana once in a while, the weather gets up on the road, and it may very well be that way right now by what I'm looking at here with the flood warnings and watches that are all through that area. So that's what we got right at the moment, Kyle, and it doesn't look pretty. But then again, guys just have to be careful. And the one thing about that part of Texas and Louisiana is they got the big sticks up in the air by the guard posts. Yep. Where it shows how deep the water is.
Yeah, exactly right. That's right.
Yeah, so it gives them an idea, you know, when they see the water's 3 feet deep. I don't think you're going to drive in it.
No, that's exactly right, because, Captain, as you've told our listeners before, it only takes, what, about 6 inches of water to move a whole vehicle.
It'll move a fire truck.
Yeah, that's right.
I know. It happened to us. It moved our fire truck.
Yep.
Yep, and we were able to get it. It was running, of course, when it happened, but we were able to get it backed out of the way and out of the water. So otherwise, it would have gone downstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because water is so very powerful, and once you're in it and it's got you in its current, that's it. It's going to be very, very difficult to extract yourself from it.
Now, the pilot in Flying J, folks, is quite the place if you want to go there and find out what it is we're talking about. First of all, professional drivers need to be a member of the Drivers Club, because when you stop there to buy your fuel, get your food, get your supplies in the trucker store, you're going to get points for all the stuff you buy. And those points add up real quick, and pretty soon you're going to have enough points to save you some money and be able to buy some things, some gifts for somebody's birthday or Christmas or whatever the deal is. Certainly be able to shop out of the catalog that they've got and save some money there. And, of course, if you're an RVer, they have the RV Club where you'll be able to not only save some money the same way with the points on the fuel that you buy and the food that you buy in the restaurant and the supplies you buy in the store, but also you can get a discount on your fuel if you'd go and get one of their fuel cards, right?
That's exactly right.
And yep. That discount can be significant because the more you buy, the cheaper the fuel.
Exactly right. And if you also, you need to join the My Rewards Plus as well. They've got the app for that. You can go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can download that. They've got it on Google Play, also in the App Store for iOS as well.
And the last time you stopped by was what, when you went to Yosemite?
I think it was then, and then we also had a brief trip over towards Arizona. So, yeah, I believe we stopped at one there, too.
Yeah, on the way to Yosemite. I was having fun. I was doing the Jerry Clark thing. Yosemite. Marcel said he was going to Yosemite.
That's right. Well, but here's the thing. When you see that Pilot or Flying J sign, you're driving down the road, then you know that when you pull in, you're not only going to be able to fuel up, but you're going to get something really good to eat as well.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll on up to the top of the hour news. Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.